Let's look at pH subtypes. The WHO classification, we've got groups 1 through 5 going across the top. Group 1, we mentioned PAH. This is the group of patients we have excellent drug therapy for. Vasculopathy affecting pulmonary arterioles, scleroderma, lupus, and some of the other diseases, a little less clear in terms of the frequency. And rheumatoid arthritis is pretty rare to be group 1. Group 2, post-capillary pH, we sometimes call HFpEF, patients with stiff left ventricles, commonly in patients that have hypertension and diabetes, but we see this in connective tissue disease, elevated left-sided pressures, but often no significant pulmonary venous or arterial changes. Rheumatoid arthritis and scleroderma and unclear frequency in some of the other connective tissue disease like dermatomyositis, polymyositis. Group 3, hypoxia or lung disease associated pH. Outside the CTD world, this is often COPD or pulmonary fibrosis, fibrotic lung disease, alveolar destruction, hypoxic vasoconstriction, and maybe there's secondary vasculopathy and maybe not. And this can be more typical in dermatomyositis, polymyositis, scleroderma patients. Group 4, thromboembolic pH. And this is usually not associated with connective tissue disease, but occasionally can be. This is 1 or 2% of patients with acute pulmonary embolism that go on to get chronic PE with pulmonary hypertension. Often patients have antiphospholipid antibodies, sometimes elevated factor 8 levels. Rarely you might see this in Behçet's disease. Group 5, won't spend time on here, uncertain mechanism or multifactorial, multiple potential contributory pathologies. Sarcoidosis, even though we can see patients that look like group 1 or group 3, we tend to consider this group 5 as a little more miscellaneous. Scleroderma can be group 5 as well, where we see causes of pH that don't quite fit the usual group 1 or group 3.